Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Bill Leidinger, Assistant Secretary for Management at the U.S. Department of Education. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Deborah Kammer. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Bill, let's start by talking about the department. Could you give us an overview of the department and its functions?
The department is one of the smaller, if not the smallest, of cabinet agencies. And its principal purpose is to improve education in the United States for both children and adults. The department has approximately 4,800 full-time employees, but we have 1.5 contract employee for each permanent employee that we have. Our principal lines of business are grant making, principally to states and educational institutions, student lending, educational research, educational policy, offering assistance to states and school districts with respect to certain aspects of civil rights laws which relate to education, and then a variety of other stuff tended to support those principal lines of businesses and make us function a little better.
What type of employees will work there to carry out these different functions? What are their skills?
A variety of skills, but as you might expect, since it is the Department of Education, there are a large number of people there who not only are actual educators, but also who have training, experience, degrees in a variety of highly specialized educational fields. The particular skills they have are fairly well aligned with our principal lines of business. You might expect people who are skilled in student lending and our student lending systems, both the business processes as well as the IT systems, know the student lending business very well. So again, the skills follow basically the lines of business, but many folks there, many, as you might expect, either come from a direct educational background or they have a background specialty in something related very, very closely with education.
Now, Bill, your title is the Assistant Secretary for Management. Could you tell us about the specific roles and responsibilities that you have?
I spend probably 25 to 30% of my time doing things that I guess my job description would say that the Assistant Secretary for Management does. That's the HR and facilities and things like that, all the support activities. I spend the bulk of my time working on the strategic and management initiatives we have going on in the department. The Department of Management, the Office of Management, has ownership of about 40% of all the items in our strategic and management initiatives. That occupies a lot of my time. So my title is a little bit misleading. I like to see myself probably more aptly described as Assistant Secretary for Performance Transformation or Performance Improvement. That's the general area that I work in.
Could you tell us about your career before coming to the Department of Education?
It's varied and very interesting. About half of my working experience I've been in the private sector, and the other half I've been in the public sector. Starting with the private sector, most significantly, I've been in banking, healthcare, and I have to admit that I was in the government consulting practice at PricewaterhouseCoopers. My public sector experience, most significantly, I've been city manager in Richmond, Virginia, county executive in Fairfax County, and I held elective office for 10 years while I was in the private sector.
How would you compare the different levels of government you've worked at, state, local, and federal, in terms of their culture and their styles and approaches?
Local government is where the action is. I mean, that's where you fix the potholes and make sure the lights work and the water works and the policemen and the firemen are there and the classroom teachers there. It's, as they say, where the rubber meets the road. And, you know, everything is local. All politics are local. But at the local level, all government is truly local as well. People come to meetings. They come to meetings regularly. They have public hearings on every aspect of government. And it's local. It's a short cab ride. It's a local phone call. Easy to get a hold of folks at the local level. As you move away from local level towards state and federal, it becomes a little more abstract. And the direct service delivery is, I don't think, quite so apparent to most people. And it becomes a little more remote. For the average citizen, it's probably more difficult for them to contact their congressman or their senator, or certainly the president, than it would be to pick up the phone and contact the city manager or a member of the city council in their community. They each do different things, and they're each important in our system. I don't mean to say that they're not, but they're all very distinct, and they operate very differently. They all do very different things, yet they all fit.
Did you find your management styles at these different levels varied?
No. I'm me. I can't change.
Should it have varied?
Probably not. I think it's important to be involved. I describe myself as an activist. I manage a lot by walking around. I think it's important that I understand what's going on at the level where the people are doing the work. And I have been known to walk around and go into an office and sit down and talk to people about reconciling bank accounts, and that's what they're doing, and finding out that we're 2 months behind, and the reason for that is we're short of some staff and some other things, and, you know, there are just some things you have to fix. So I walk around, I get involved, I know enough about the details of the business and the details of the processes involved in those businesses, lines of business, I think, to be able to be effective in exercising both management and leadership roles in doing what's got to be done to improve performance and achieve higher levels of results. And that's been what I've been interested in since I've been in the working world, both in the public and private sector. It's improving performance and results.
How about just communicating? I'm assuming that, by and large, the more local the government is, more often the smaller the organization is to even at the federal level where there's much larger organizations. How do you get the word out in these different size organizations?
It's difficult, and it requires effort, special effort, no matter what level of government you're at. And admittedly, the more remote you are from direct citizen contact, not only the more difficult it is, but probably the more important it becomes. At the Department of Education, for example, as we've been going about implementing No Child Left Behind, we've been in touch with governors, state school chiefs, school superintendents across the country. We've sought their advice in formal and informal meetings. We're on the telephone regularly seeking their input. And even very recently, each of us each of the assistant secretaries in the department, including me, who doesn't have a direct relationship with educational policy or grants or loans, we have each accepted the responsibility for being in touch with certain governors and certain school chiefs in certain states. Not that we may be able to necessarily help them directly, but we want them to know that there's a face and a voice that they can pick up the phone and call if they have an issue. And we'll be their advocate, and we'll work on their behalf to resolve their concern as quickly as we can. Whether the concern is a simple one like, you know, what's the answer to this question, or a more complex one like, I really have a problem here and I need some help.
You've also worked in the different sectors, the public and the private sector. How would you compare the differences or the similarities of the two sectors?
To manage effectively and successfully, and I qualify it that way, in both the public and the private sector, it requires a great deal of work. You have to pay attention. You have to understand the business. You have to be committed. You have to be engaged. You have to be a little passionate, certainly, and you have to just press on every day in as many areas as you can. Managing in the private sector, I think, is very difficult. But it has the advantage of having a more limited focus, a more limited span of attention, and generally, as a CEO, you have fewer lines of business than you do in government. Government, on the other hand, is broad. It's diverse. There are a lot of players involved. Much of it's conducted on a public stage in a public arena. You're on the stage very often with elected officials. The air is charged with a variety of political electricities that are not found in the private sector. And as I mentioned, all this is done under the scrutiny of the public eye. So when all is said and done, while managing in the private sector is very, very difficult, I think it's more difficult to manage effectively in the public sector. perhaps more simply stated, in the public sector, the span of control in terms of lines of business or business activities is much more broad than it is in the private sector. I can understand why things happen in government that don't happen in the private sector. The responsibilities of government are so broad. There's so much going on in so many places. They're so different that it's really difficult for whoever is in charge to know what's going on everywhere at all times.
That's a good stopping point. We'll be back in a few minutes with more of our conversation with Bill Leidinger of the Department of Education. How's the president's management agenda affecting the department? We'll ask Bill when the Business of Government Hour returns.